Okay, I don't see, there we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right, so yeah, last year when we met, that was the weekend that I discovered the unconditional beliefs that I had, or the conditional beliefs that everything was conditional. And because of, you know, I figured if I didn't fit into what you thought I should be, if I didn't speak your truth or whoever's truth, that their affection for me, their love for me, their, you know, friendship, whatever it might be, would go away. Because I had so much proof that things were conditional. And unfortunately, there is a lot of conditions in our lives these days. But if it wasn't for my faith and my spirituality, and being able to dive deeper and realize that the love is unconditional, that there's nothing I can do to screw it up. There's nothing that can be done to me to screw it up, that I am unconditionally loved. And it still makes me emotional to, because it's a relatively new feeling for me. Sure. And it's incredible to know that it doesn't matter that people didn't believe me when I talked about it, or someone didn't believe me when I talked about it. And it doesn't matter that, you know, I made a lot of really bad choices based on thinking that everything was conditional, that I needed to, you know, be who someone else wanted me to be. And through that made bad choices, but it doesn't matter because I'm still so very loved. And that's helped me in shedding so many of those old beliefs. And I'm not always there. I mean, it's a lifelong journey and it's a lifelong process. And there's a lot that needs to be worked through and a lot of reminders that this love doesn't go away, that I am worthy and I was born this way. And it's such a journey. But moving forward, it's just allowed me to start stepping more fully into who I'm supposed to be. And that person of who I'm supposed to be is here to do some pretty big things. And that's scary as heck.
So without that, you wouldn't have discovered who you're supposed to be. Is that ultimately what you're saying?
I think that's a huge piece of it, right? Like without having that realization that I was so, I mean, maybe there's other ways I could have gotten there, but without that abuse as a three-year-old, without, you know, looking back and being raped as a teenager more than once, experiencing violence in, you know, domestic relationships, without those experiences, I wouldn't have started questioning how I was living my life and how I was believing. And so that led me to, I guess, the faith, or it didn't lead me to the faith, but it had me asking the questions that opened up the faith more for me and led me to the realization and some good friends, of course. I can't take credit for discovering this on my own. None of us discover this on our own. Some good friends who really showed me what solid faith is and what it can mean to have a relationship with Creator, with God, with Source, with Divine, and how that can be healing and how those experiences that we've had can actually be the exact thing that catapults us into our purpose. And so I never want to say, oh, it's because of these really horrible things that I'm living these lives, because there's always people that maybe haven't had really horrible things and they think, oh, I'll never live my purpose because I haven't had trauma. And that's not the case. Yeah. And it's not the case. But if you have had trauma or things that are hard, because all of us have had things that are hard, there's such a key in there to the lessons that we need to learn and what we need to tap into and the faith that we find in it to move into that mission, that purpose, that passion that we're here for.
Who helped you discover that? Because I'm willing to believe that there was someone, you did mention some friends, so was there a group of people or someone that helped you discover that love is not conditional? My truth is not your truth based on what you feel I want you to say and other people. Was there one person that was influential in that?
There's so many people. There are so
Who's
many
the
people.
One key, and then I want to couple that with, you mentioned the lady you were working with on your healing recently as well. Is it the same individual played a role in both of these?
There are so many different people, actually, and I can't even pin it down to a key. This is interesting. So, and I'm getting quite emotional right now because
it's okay. I'm gonna break it in a minute too, because I like I hearing these, yeah. Emotional, impactful.
So we just there was such a beautiful woman, my auntie Joy. She had such a strong faith, and I can remember as a young child and growing up, her example of faith and even of religion were so positive. They were so positive and they were so nurturing. And we just lost her a few weeks back in a tragic vehicle accident. And, my Uncle George, thankfully he's got a long road of recovery ahead of him. But it's interesting how the timing works in talking about this. And she was probably the first person in my life that gave me a really positive role model of what religion was and what faith and what spirituality was. And it was fascinating to me. And so it makes me emotional because I'm just so grateful for that and for her. Right. And then moving forward, you know, as over the course of many years, and probably I'm going to go back to 2015, 2016, a friend who led a workshop that I took, a 6-week workshop on forgiveness. And it really helped me open up to what was raw and what was hurt and that little kid inside that was just, you know, still scared and that needed something. And that something was to tap into what we all have and that divine inside. And so her name is Melody and she's been incredible. And that just opened up so many more doors for me. And there's so many friends. Carrie Elrod's another one who I met through an organization that called Rank Makers that you're a part of as well, Jeff. And she is the most beautiful faith that I think I've ever seen in anyone. And I have no other word for it other than beautiful. And it just makes it so easy to want to be in her light because she just shines her light and she shines this spirituality and this faith. And it's okay if you don't agree with what she agrees with or if she believes different. She just loves, right? And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then the leader of that group, Ray Higdon, he's helped me really open up to the possibilities that are available. And I feel bad naming names because there's so many other people that have been so influential in helping me step into my faith and into my spirituality and not hide it. Because I was embarrassed about it for a long time, right? Like I grew up with not hearing nice things. You know, there's hypocrisy. There's, I don't even know. There's so many other ones. But so I was embarrassed about it, but all these people helped me see it in a different light. And then as I start stepping into it and start talking about having a strong faith and believing in something bigger than myself and feeling how it opens me up and how more opportunity and more possibility just shows itself. And it's like this wonderful reward. It's like you get rewarded with more good when you tap into the good. It's incredible. It's hard to explain.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I'm willing to bet, I know for a fact that Ray's got an amazing story to tell, but I'm willing to bet Aunt Joy, bless her heart, I'm sorry for your loss, Uncle George, all these people, Melody, Carrie, they have an incredible story as well. And that's to say, going back, you don't necessarily need to have a story of overcoming adversity in order to make something of yourself. But to hear other people's stories really gives you perspective and kind of brings things back on your own. I would love to get a little bit more info at some point on this 6-week forgiveness workshop. We can talk about that another time. we have not really touched on your business. We have gone down a deep, deep dive into this, which I feel is remarkably impactful. I didn't expect it to go this way. I don't think that you did either,
no.
But I'm grateful for it. And it is like, it's divine. Wherever we go, we go. Yeah. I do want to circle back to your business. What are you doing? How did you come up with the idea for this? And what is your kind of your goal for impact? Like, who are you trying to reach an impact? So there's a three-parter. What are you doing? Who are you serving? And what was, you know, what brought you to that idea of doing what you're doing?
Okay. So I wear a lot of hats, like most of us nowadays.
Yep.
So I am in the wellness space and network marketing. And I'm also a coach. And so in my coaching role, it's funny, I never wanted to call myself a coach for a long time because I've been a coach since I was 14 years old in sports. You know, I've coached so many different sports, and so it seemed like a disjoint or disconnect to call myself a coach from what I do. But I can lump it all together in that my main target, the people that I work with the most, is women around the same age as me. So kind of between the 30 and 50 range. And I work with people outside of that range as well, but that's sort of who my primary people that I work with, to help them get rid of those feelings of being stuck or disconnected, feeling like they're running into that brick wall all the time because, you know, they are living somebody else's truth and not able to live their own. And so this experience that I've had in, you know, breaking out of feeling like everything was conditional and I had to be the right person to every other person, by being able to break out of that, how it's changed my life. I want to help other people, and I do help other people do that. And there's a lot of simple things that hold people back, whether it's kids leaving the house and a mom has been, you know, mom. They've been mom for 18 years and the kids are out of the house and now they don't know who they are outside of being home with the kids anymore. And they feel stuck and they feel lost and they feel like they don't have value anymore. And so helping people tap into that value, and how I do that is just through helping people deepen their spiritual connection and reconnect to the divine within them, because we all have it. But we're so distracted in society nowadays with social media, with the news, with anything and everything, marketing, that tells us we're not enough, that we are constantly looking external for that validation. And so helping people reconnect with the internal validation and that source that loves us unconditionally.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Now, what's the biggest surprise? And I've got to ask this, because 2020 is just a year of nothing but surprise for everyone. And some have adapted really, really well, and some have fallen flat on their face and had to get up and start fresh from that. What's the biggest surprise 2020 has brought you in terms of, say, failure on one hand and success on the other hand?
Right. Wow. That's a great question. So I think, at first I was going to say this is failure, but it's not really, but it was the realization of how much personal work I still need to do. For me, I'd gotten to a place where I'm like, man, I'm doing awesome. I feel like I'm accomplishing a lot. I feel like I've healed a lot. 2020 was just this big, big light, you know, those big spotlights, pit lamp lights, just kind of shone a big light on all these areas where I was still just like, ah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's felt, there's been some really yucky feelings through that and some really tough times. I call it wading through the mud. And so there's been some really muddy times, but it's helped me really look at what I need to do if I want to make more of an impact. So it felt, at times it feels like a failure, but it's not, because it's really opening me up to do more. I think, so I guess that's a big win. And I think anybody who's willing to see that this year will find it. This year has brought out the best and the worst in all of us. And what we do with it is telling us where we need the work. And so I think probably the worst thing on the downside that surprised me about 2020 is how poorly some people are treating other people, and how we're forgetting that regardless of what our faith might be, regardless of what color we might be, regardless of what nationality we might be, that we're all beautiful humans, and that together we have the ability to create something or recreate something even better than exists. And so it's been, I've had to really work on not being heartbroken and sad when I look at how mean people are being to each other. And I think that's, for me, the biggest failure of 2020, and the thing that breaks me down the most. Because hate, intolerance, it just breeds more of the same. And we're better than that. We are way better than that.
We really are. Because at the end of the day, we're all connected. We're all united.
Yeah.
And we might let little things like the color of our skin, our religion, the color of our hair, you know, where we grew up, divide us. Sometimes that's a choice, a deliberate choice, which is incredibly sad and incredibly unfortunate.
Yeah.
Michelle, you've always struck me, since I've known you, as somebody who's kind of on top of your, we'll say, stuff. Keep this PG. Do you have some sort of a morning routine and an evening routine that you go through that keeps you kind of on a level, regardless of what the day throws at you?
Oh, first off, I am not someone who's always on top of my stuff, not in the least. I am so very human, Jeff. Oh, I'm so very human.
I never said you were perfect. I want to get that out of the way. You mentioned that earlier, and I wrote something down that said, none of us are perfect. We're just going to have to settle for being excellent, which I think is.
Yeah.
So anyway, go on.
I love it. Okay. Getting some form of exercise every day. So this is more of a kind of requirements in my day. Getting some form of exercise every day is important. And I used to be someone who's very athletic and very active. And then over the years of autoimmune and chronic pain, I got less and less active, which then makes it worse and makes it harder to get back into because of the pain gets worse. But I recommitted to it with the help of some amazing friends. And so moving daily is a huge piece of moving forward and finding success in your day. The things that activity does for your mind and your body and your spirit and your energy is incredible. I walk around, I have this one loop I walk around. It's around a pond. And I'm not kidding, every time I walk around there, because that's, being outside is like my church. Like when I'm around creation, like you look at these amazing things, like there's no closer place to God, to spirit, to divine than when you are amongst this beautiful miracle world of nature. Anyways, sorry.
I agree.
Yeah. And every time I walk around this pond, I have an idea. I have inspiration. I have a nudge of somebody I need to reach out to, somebody I need to talk to, an idea for marketing, idea for social media, whatever it might be. Something comes to me every single time. And so finding time for movement, it doesn't have to be, you know, training for a Spartan. It can be a walk, but something. Move your body daily. Plug yourself into mentors, people who have done what you want to do. Plug into them. Put them in your circle. You know, I don't know if it's John Maxwell or who it is that says we're the sum of the five people in our circle. You know, we can't have all those people in our physical circle, but plug into their books, plug into their audios, plug into podcasts like this one. Find someone who's done what you want to do and learn from them, listen from them. It can be technical skills, it can be professional development, but the personal development is huge. So something to deepen your, and this is actually a third one that I'll say, is do something daily to support your spirituality and your faith. Again, whether it's a podcast, whether you're reading daily devotionals, whether it's prayer, meditation, do something daily to connect with your higher power. I'm sure there's other ones. This you might laugh at. Take a good probiotic daily. It might sound silly. Find yourself a good probiotic and take it daily. We have over the years been putting so much stuff in our bodies that our guts are not healthy anymore. And a probiotic gets your body to where your guts can get healthy. And if you're, especially if you're someone who deals with a lot of stress or mental health issues, most of the feel-good chemicals that we think are in our head come from our gut, like 90%+ of them. And so taking a good probiotic for you, everybody's different. There's not a specific one you have to take, but find a good one, take it, and just see the difference it makes in your life. And I need to say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a dietitian, but these are things for me that work for me. And magnesium. Magnesium is a huge factor in pain. So if you're someone that deals with muscle pain, so it helps a lot with pain. It also is amazing for, if you're someone who's having a difficult time losing weight, take magnesium, it helps. And mental health. It really supports mental health, alertness and whatnot. So those are, you know, some of my daily requirements. And some days I do more, some days I do less, but writing as well. And I've fallen off that train lately, but writing is so helpful. The things that come out when you're writing, especially if you can do this first thing in the morning, well, I could say a ton of different things. Yeah, if you can write first thing in the morning before your brain fully gets up, even if you can't put words on a page, but just start writing and circling, and you will be so surprised at what pops out, and you'll be like, I didn't even know that was an issue. I discovered so many things that were like low level keeping me stuck by morning writing. Incredible stuff. And meditation. Okay, I've got to stop now. Got to meditate or pray again. So we'll be here for 5 hours.
Magnesium. I'm curious. That's something I never heard. So that helps with mental health?
Yeah. Magnesium citrate is the more easily absorbed by the body than others. You have to be careful. Like, you don't want to take too much or you'll be in the bathroom a fair bit. So start slow with it, but it makes a huge difference. Magnesium citrate. Yeah.
And I'll say something on the probiotic in the serotonin produced in your gut. I believe it is somewhere around 90% to 92%. I actually did a video maybe a year ago now with an admin of a single dads group on the importance of gut health for any single parent, not singling those out, no pun intended, but as we are single parents, we have more stress often than a couple when you're doing things together. As opposed to being separate. And it was something I learned in the last year or so that's been very, very important for me as well. So I appreciate all of that great, great tips. And most of the time, these things don't have to take an exorbitant amount of time. You don't have to sit there for 4 hours every morning. You can, even the journaling, you can go and go and go sometimes until your brain is empty, but you'll be remarkably relieved. And I've fallen off that as well to when you start to go, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was in my brain as I was sleeping subconsciously, and now it's coming out. And one thing I'll add to that is, I did one with a friend the other day. When you do your gratitude, if you do gratitude in the morning, like, what are three things you're grateful for? You do it in the evening too. It sets you for sleeping in a state of gratitude as well, which is something I discovered 3 days ago when I was reading an article that led me to doing that video. So I got a couple more questions for you here, and this is a doozy here. If there was one question, if you could jump into my shoes and face the other side of the camera that I have not asked you yet, you think the audience would be interested to know the answer for, what would that be?
Holy. I've had this question before, and I never really know how to answer it, because I never like to be assumptive of what people want to know. But I think... I think a question that could be beneficial for the viewers would be, how do you start overcoming that feeling of being stuck? Like, how do you start when you feel like a piece of crap? How do you start when you don't trust yourself? How do you start when you feel like you have to look up to see the bottom of the barrel?
So I'll ask you that question, and my answer immediately is, find somebody that can help you identify, as you already said, your blind spots. Because I feel a lot of times in my own self-discovery, self-help, personal development over the last 5 years, and more intensely over the last 18 or so months, has been recognizing that I do have blind spots. I'm not immune to them. I just didn't know what that was. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know why they existed. And I didn't know how to move past them. So my answer to that is, find somebody who can help you identify them and move past them, whether it's a, who specializes in this, somebody who's been there and experienced that, or somebody who specializes as a counselor, a therapist, a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever they are, to help you identify those and help you take the steps to move past them. I don't know if your answer would be the same.
I would say that, as well as to be sure that you give yourself grace. Give yourself permission to not get it right. Give yourself permission to not know how to do it the full way. Because when we're in that spot where we see, okay, I'm here and I want to get there, all we see is how far we have to go. And so giving yourself permission to take time to get there, and giving yourself permission to not know how to do it, and to just focus on one step. What is one thing, just one thing, that you can do today to move yourself closer to there? That's it. One thing. Because when we're not in action or actively moving towards that healing, that growth, that goal, whatever it might be, it's so hard to start because it's so far away. But once we take one step, step two is that much easier. It's just one step at a time.
That's great. That's great. Do you have, and we've talked a lot about motivating, being uplifted, helping to identify these blind spots. We talked about faith, spirituality, unity, all these things. Is there one phrase, one saying, one quote that really, really brings you back down and says, hey, you know, I'm not centered right now? One that you have a favorite?
I think for me, something that's been really impactful, and it's something I came up with myself, and it's helped me, especially during times when I am feeling low, when I'm maybe feeling misaligned, or when I'm feeling broken, because we all at times feel broken. Sometimes we feel a little broken, sometimes we feel smashed completely into bits. And it's this: each time I break, the pieces come together more beautifully and stronger than before.
Wow. Can you say that again, please?
Each time I break, the pieces come together more beautifully and stronger than before.
That's incredible. I love that. Absolutely. How do our listeners, how do our viewers get a hold of you? What's your best method? Are we talking social media? You got your own website, email? How do we find you?
Yeah, so I have on social media, I have a page that people can like and follow. That is Michelle Culberson, Your Journey In. Or people can follow me right directly on my profile as well. So if you search Michelle Culberson, you'll see a redhead in the profile picture, and that's me. There's quite a few of us out there. There's a few Michelle Culbersons, but so people are more than welcome to follow me on my social media profile. I love to connect with people on social media and interact with them. And I love to hear what people have got going on in their lives. And like I'd mentioned earlier, if you're a parent who's dealing with the issues of maybe having a transgender child, or if you're someone who is looking to, you know, start the journey of how do I, or maybe continue the journey if you're feeling stuck, of how do I get from where I am to where I want to go? How do I break free of these labels that I thought define me, but they don't serve me? And so reach out to me. You can follow me on social media. Again, my page is Michelle Culberson, Your Journey In. And my profile, just search Michelle Culberson and you'll find me there.
Awesome. And you are very engaging. You do respond very quickly, most often. That's awesome. Michelle, what do you feel your purpose is on this planet?
I feel like we never have just one purpose, and I feel like it changes over time. Right now, I feel like my purpose is to help people connect with the greater pieces of them, with the higher source, with the divine.
That's awesome. You have said a lot of amazing things here tonight, and I want to come back around to say this. This is a key component of all of this, what I'm doing, what you're doing, anybody who's watching or listening to this. There is no right or wrong. We are all united and we're all connected. I want to thank you again for being on here tonight. I really, really, truly appreciate your patience as we've experienced some technical difficulties. and hanging in there with me. And I truly appreciate it. Thanks again so much for being on here, and we'll definitely stay in touch, and we'll make sure that everybody knows how to get a hold of you.
Awesome, Jeff. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. There's actually been healing for me in this conversation. There's been things that I haven't ever talked about before that I've felt deeply on. And so it's been really incredible for me. Thank you for this opportunity.
I really appreciate that. It's an unexpected journey, but always, you know, we're guided by something greater than ourselves. So I appreciate it again. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
All right.